From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of Syria's delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jafri, Wednesday, criticized the opposition for calling a pause to the negotiations on the country's political transition.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything. Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jafri said by leaving the talks, the opposition, whom he described as extremists, terrorists, and mercenaries, may be taking a major obstacle preventing a solution away. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation over growing violence in Syria, threatening a cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed carried out by the government killed at least 44 people in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. The UN Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between warring factions in Yemen will finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait. The talks to end more than a year of fighting were to have started Monday, but Houthi rebels balked over continued Saudi-led airstrikes. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman told the Reuters news agency on Wednesday the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital Juba to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatat Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly into Juba on Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed an agreement in August to end a more than two-year conflict, which has left thousands dead and displaced over 2 million. Both sides have been under international pressure to fulfill the terms of the agreement to end the conflict. This is VOA News.